It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Doing up a Thursday. Good morning, you. Thank you for waking up with us once again. Thursday, always busy around here. One of our more popular segments with our favorite historian, Janet Gagelin, in this morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm bittersweet.
Yeah.
Okay, this is our last report, folks, before the summer break. But you will be returning.
That's the plan.
That is the plan.
Yes.
Because we're going to miss you over the summer, but you're a busy lady. You got a lot going on.
I got a lot of irons in the fire.
You do.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So what are you going to take us out with today? What are we talking about?
Well, we're going to start with a question. So you have this parking lot out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you're going to your vehicle, and you see a penny by your vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and you get in. What do you do?
Penny on the ground.
Yep.
Face up or face down?
Mm-hmm. You decide.
Well, if it's face down, I'm going to turn it over and leave it there so somebody else can have good luck when they find it.
Oh, okay.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'd leave it there. Why?
Okay. And how about if it's face up?
Hmm.
You still leave it?
Yeah, I probably would.
Okay.
Because somebody else needs some good luck.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the theory behind the penny. And the face up is, hey, you're going to have prosperity. You'll do fine. And if it's tails, well, you might have a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want any of those.
No. Absolutely not.
So that's kind of how this whole thing is started, with the fact that pennies kind of have good luck.
Yeah.
You know, if you find one, and then there are lots of other things that pennies have. A penny saved is a penny earned.
Penny earned, yes, heard that one before.
Ben Franklin, I think, had that
mm-hmm.
one. Find a penny, pick it up all day long, you'll have good luck. One of those little ditties. Is it true? I'm not sure. Then there was the bride should wear a lucky penny in her left shoe.
Really? I've never heard that one.
Yeah, for the prosperity of the wedding and the marriage to come.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes pennies are left at graves to let people know that they have visited. A lot of people leave them at Ben Franklin's grave on the East Coast.
Oh, I bet they do, yeah.
Because, you know, Ben Franklin was quite instrumental in the establishment of a U.S. penny.
Wasn't he notoriously cheap, too?
He was.
He was, yeah. So that might have something to do with it.
I think it might, yeah. And so in 1908, we have the 100th anniversary of the birth of Abraham Lincoln. And so they minted a penny, Abraham Lincoln on one side, and on the other side was the wheat.
Yes, so, the wheat penny.
Yeah,
I remember those.
To signify agriculture,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the prosperity that brought to our nation. So in 1908, they had these pennies of Lincoln, and it became a sign of a lucky charm. So people saved them, and they were very happy to have one of those lucky charms. Well, you take it one step farther, and tomorrow is National Lucky Penny Day.
Okay.
So if you want to cast luck on someone or to give them luck, you're supposed to give them a penny.
Does it have to be a new penny?
Any penny you want.
Any penny,
yep.
Okay.
So sometimes people will give you a little message, and it says...
I have to put my glasses on here.
Yeah.
Okay, lucky pennies are a gift, and the angels throw them down here when someone needs a lift.
Right.
I like that.
So on National Penny Day, then we are supposed to share pennies with people.
Okay.
And that will give them some good luck. And, of course, we're going to give it to them with a heads up.
Right, always, always, always. And this is the one you have in here is brand new. It's, 2024.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, in 2025, they kind of lowered the number of pennies that they were going to produce because it takes 3.7 cents to make 1 cent. So
we're kind of going backwards
We are, yes.
Hate to see them go away altogether, though.
I know.
This one's beautiful. This one's really nice.
Yeah, I picked out a couple of good ones.
You did.
So, you know, will a penny ever go away? Doubtful.
Doubtful.
But they're asking people who have pennies in their penny collection jars or whatever to bring them in because they don't want to have to produce so many of them because it's expensive.
Right.
You know? So there are a few other things that go along with pennies and, you know, little sayings that people have, like a penny for your thoughts.
Heard that one, yes.
Yep. And then we have people who throw pennies in a wishing well. How does it land? We don't know.
Right.
But they're trying to, you know, get some good luck that way. Then the one that I thought of right away was pennies from heaven.
Pennies from heaven, right.
Yes. So we are you able to read this Paul Anka song here? Mm. Or maybe even know it.
Probably. Let me look here. Every time it rains pennies from heaven.
And we've had rain.
Right. Boy, have we ever.
Yep.
And don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Trade them for a package of sunshine and some flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and for me.
Yeah.
That is not Paul Anka? That's
yeah,
okay.
Paul Anka, yeah.
Pennies from heaven. I like that.
Yeah, it was, and I thought, oh, that kind of works with the weather we've had lately.
True,
like,
yeah.
My goodness.
And pennies.
Yeah, and pennies, yeah. So I thought maybe that would be a good way to close out and say, hey, you know.
That's fascinating.
Tomorrow is National Lucky Penny Day, and, you know, maybe we want to just share some luck with or try to.
This penny you gave me, is this mine to keep, or did you want this back?
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
No,
so when you come back here in a few months, and if I'm filthy rich, I'm sharing with you.
Oh, one penny.
Because we'll know it's been because of this this brand new penny.
Well, in case you want to share with a few others.
You've got like three or four more here.
I will do.
Yeah, I'll definitely try to spread the luck.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's what it's all about, is just lifting someone up, bringing a smile, you know, but there are a lot of people who will walk past a penny and say, ah, it's just a penny.
Right.
You know, but I kind of like to buy into the, hey, you know, why not?
Absolutely. It's fun.
It is.
You know, and harmless. So,
Right. Yeah,
again, if you show up and I got a lot more wealth. Number one, I'm going to tell you about it. Number two, I'm going to share it with you, too. So just so you know that.
Well, that would be just a lot of fun. I'd be grateful.
Jen, I got to tell you, this segment, I hear from people constantly how much they love listening to this segment.
Yep.
The stories that you come up with, the work that you do for this segment. Thank you, thank you, thank you. From listeners, from me, everybody here at the station, because it's like, This is usually the hot topic.
Well, I'm grateful for the opportunity, and when I have a topic, I learn so much, and I just want everybody else to know that what I've learned.
Right.
You know, so it's very joyous for me to be in here and talk about stuff and.
We're lucky to have you. Thank you for this segment. And have a great summer.
I will.
All right.
Will. And maybe I'll throttle down a little bit over the summer so the fall won't be so crazy busy. But
right.
We'll see how it goes.
Can't wait to see what you come up with when we return here.
Well, sometimes my mind doesn't go anywhere for a while.
I know, but you always seem to find something,
I do,
you know, once you start digging around.
No, you just kind of like pay attention to what's going on around you. And, hey, I could talk about hobos because, well, we have,
It's part of our history, part of our culture, definitely.
Yes, definitely.
Janet, again, have a great summer. We'll see you in a few months, all right?
All right, thank you.
Janet Gageland, talking history here. It's 819, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
You want what you want. At Quality Toyota, we totally understand that we aren't going to talk you into a car you don't want. Instead, we're here to help you find the car, the color, the options, and